Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49+. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow.
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC championship winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Lead blicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin into his hands. And guess which dogs are barking first?
Now with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stolen.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Drew Butler. He is at Fromm Jake. Puntandpass.com. The number one destination for all things college football. It is Monday, December the 19th. You're listening to this either on Monday night, Tuesday morning, or a Wednesday afternoon. Appreciate everybody keeping it locked into Punt and Pass, as obviously bowl season has begun, Jake. The transfer portal is crazy. Early signing day is now in full swing. I believe signing day is this Wednesday. We'll have another episode out later on this week, a little Christmas preview, and talk about some of the bowl games that'll be on this weekend. But first things first, the Commanders took the loss on Sunday Night Football last night. And everybody knows I'm not the biggest fan of football referees, but what happened last night was absolutely insane. I'll save you. You don't have to talk about it too much, but those divisional games late in the season, man, they always come down to the very last second.
Gosh, yeah, it's tough, especially when you put it in their hands. You want to be able to stay in a situation where it doesn't have to be in their hands, where they don't have to make a call. But yeah, there was a couple, could have gone either way, did not fall our way that game.
Yeah.
Sucks. And now we're back to the drawing board and got a big game playing the 49ers on the road, flying West Coast pre-Christmas, Christmas Eve. It's going to be pretty fun.
So the NFL slate this weekend, the majority of the games are on Saturday because Sunday is Christmas. I believe there is an NFL triple header on Sunday. Of course, the NFL is going to take advantage of that going head to head with the NBA. But everybody pretty much is playing on Christmas Eve. So much to get involved with throughout the holiday, which would be great. And like Jake just told you, the Commanders will be taking on the red hot San Francisco 49ers. on Saturday. So go Commanders for sure. We're going to talk about the World Cup a little bit because that game was absolutely insane. I've got some news and notes to touch base on. But obviously, Argentina won the World Cup. Lionel Messi now has just about everything that any athlete could ever want. And if any of those Argentinian players wanted to commemorate a World Cup championship even further, well, then they should come to Atlanta and go to Solomon Brothers Jewelers. There's no doubt about it. Go to Solomon Brothers, buy your significant other something. If you're a guy, you can get in there. Yeah, you can get a nice piece of jewelry, or you can get a fine watch, which is why we do the big watch of the week here on Punt and Pass. But Solomon Brothers Jewelers is the store for anyone with any budget. And they have the largest diamond and jewelry inventory in the Southeast. And if you head into the store, look, time is running out, people. The holidays are here. Christmas is this weekend. Get into one of their locations, one in Alpharetta, just past the Avalon, the other in Buckhead, 17th floor Tower Place. And if you mention Punt and Pass sent you, or myself or Jake, you can get 10% off your jewelry purchase. See what they've got going on social media. They're at Solomon Brothers on Instagram and Twitter. SolomonBrothers.com is also the place to be. The biggest selection, the best quality, and the lowest prices, and an in-store experience that is completely unmatched. Solomon Brothers Jewelers.
Drew, I got a hot take here real quick. Please. I got to cut you off. So sorry for this. Hot take question. What do you think about Christmas presents to yourself?
Yeah. I mean, of course. Now, we're grown-ups.
Okay? We're grown-ups. You were talking about Solomon Brothers, mentioned the big watch of the week. I'm sitting here like, you know, I need a watch.
Dude.
And so after the season, your boy's going to get hooked up with a watch. That's what got me thinking. Sorry to interrupt you, Drew. Please intro the episode now.
I absolutely love that.
You got me thinking.
It's okay to be selfish every now and then. And you've put in the work, Jake. So you need to commemorate your first season on Punt and Pass. Forget the football. This is your first season of Punt and Pass. Go to Solomon Brothers and get you a nice timepiece. Speaking of something that will be memorable, that World Cup final that was on yesterday, Argentina versus France. Argentina was up 2-0 late in the game. I believe there was 10 minutes left. Kylian Mbappe scores two goals 90 seconds apart. One was a PK. Another one was an absolute world-class finish. They end in a draw. They go to extra time. They both score goals in extra time. 3-3. Go to PKs. Argentina wins. It was a spectacular football, soccer match, whatever you want to call it, Jake. I was downstairs with the girls, like screaming at my TV. Jackie was texting me, like, what the hell's going on? I was like, I'm watching this World Cup game. It was crazy.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. So we obviously had the Sunday night game. And so we're sitting in the hotel room, nothing to do all day. Well, I'm going to watch the soccer game. I'm personally not a huge soccer fan. Don't know a whole lot about it. I hate the whole offsides rule. Anyway, but watching the game was awesome. Messi got a PK there early in the game. He got his goal. So I'm like, man, he's riding out the sunset. He's going to win. Everything's going to be great. And being up 2-0 in soccer, it's like being up 33-0 at halftime. But we saw how that can change very quickly this past weekend. And Mbappe didn't really do a whole lot for the first 80-something minutes of the game, and then he goes off, gets a hat trick in extra time. We missed the extra time, so we're all sitting there in the hotel, and we have meetings around lunchtime, and the 90 minutes just finished, and we all have to go to meetings. And so we missed all the extra time, missed the extra score by Messi and the hat trick by Mbappe.
I mean,
come back, and then we get to watch the penalty kicks, and, like, the whole team's in there, like, going nuts. Which was pretty cool. For it to come down to the way that it did,
spectacular.
That's awesome. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Dude, Mbappe's 23 years old, and he had a hat trick in a World Cup final. Obviously, Messi scores two goals of his own. And obviously, you know, majority of people, I would say the overwhelming amount of people know who Lionel Messi is. He gets his elusive World Cup title. He made an Instagram post today. He has 400 million followers on Instagram.
Ridiculous.
Think about that, okay? You want to talk about big-time stars like a LeBron James or, you know, I'm trying to think of somebody in the NFL. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Yeah. Dude, Messi has 400 million followers on social media. So he made a post on Instagram. And if you're watching on YouTube, look how many likes this post has. 50 million likes on that post. So he's goated.
Pretty good ratio too, man.
Pretty damn good ratio. It was really cool to see him be celebrated, Argentina be celebrated. But just a phenomenal, phenomenal soccer match. It was so fun to watch. And congratulations to Argentina. That's your soccer talk here on Punt and Pass. Things happening in the world of college football. We'll go three and out real quick. First down, one that I thought was telling in these times. Bryce Young, the projected number one overall pick in the NFL draft, and Will Anderson Jr., a projected top five pick in the NFL draft, both will be playing in the Sugar Bowl for Alabama. Jake, you always talk about the standard, the culture. These guys have every right to say, forget this, well, no championship, no playoff, we're out. Instead, they're showing up for their team, and they're going to take on Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, this is, I think, pretty cool for Saban, testament to the culture that they have there. But it can mean a couple different things here. One, maybe they're just competitors. They want to play, feel like they owe it to Saban, the fans, to Bama, the university, to say, hey, let's go finish this thing out. We didn't win a national championship, but I want to finish out on a high note. Or two, they feel like they have actually maybe a little something more to prove in their draft stock. Who knows? I don't know how much Will Anderson could really impact his draft stock at this point. Honestly, for him, it's more about hitting those combine numbers there, hitting a 40, getting measured in, hand length, arm length, all that stuff. But maybe for Bryce Young, maybe he maybe they feel like him and his group feel like he has more to prove to earn that top number one spot. I don't know, but I like it. It's cool to see, and I hope and I pray that nothing happens to these guys when they play, because if something happens to one of these guys, you can forget about it. Ain't nobody playing them anymore.
I know. I'm looking up the line right now to see what it is at. Remember, this game is on New Year's or January 2nd, I think, at noon.
Yeah, it's a noon game.
Yeah, it's the Sugar Bowl at night. I'm trying to find it right now. Yeah, so that line's moved to, well, it stayed at 6. So Alabama is a 6-point favorite right now if you're feeling froggy. Again, Jake, you talked about it last week's episode. You've been in this exact situation going to the Sugar Bowl against a Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Thought you should be in the playoff. And things maybe fall short, but with two team leaders like that, one a Heisman winner, one a Nagurski Award winner, you would think there's going to be no quit in the Crimson Tide. They want to finish the season on a high note.
That's so what it looks like.
I think that speaks more so to what the culture is like in that locker room, in that football facility. We are here to do one thing, and that's win football games. And when you see top-tier talent step up like that at a program like Alabama where everything matters – I think those things kind of trickle down to the tune of, say, a place like Georgia or a Michigan or Ohio State, even though there's some opt-outs in their game.
Let's not forget two things about that. One, I mean, Bryce Young's not a huge guy. He's been banged up before, so the possibility's there. And let's not also forget what happened last year in the Sugar Bowl. Matt Corral got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you're right. Wow. So, perspective. Hopefully that game plan gets the ball out of his hands pretty quick and they can run up a lead and then bench their starters as they're very used to doing. So Alabama K-State in the Sugar Bowl. Bryce Young and Will Anderson Jr. will be playing. One thing that we've touched on a lot the past couple episodes, of course, is Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State to be the head coach now at the University of Colorado, which takes us into second down. Travis Hunter, who was the number one overall recruit in the country a year ago, who signed with Jackson State out of Collins Hill High School, right where I'm at in Swanee, Georgia, has entered the transfer portal. So he has said, hey, Coach Prime is out of Jackson State. I'm going to enter the portal and see what's available to me as well. This is a guy who really shocked the world by signing with Jackson State on signing day a year ago. Of course, Jackson State is an HBCU. Those schools don't tend to pick off some of the top talent in the country, albeit Travis Hunter said, I'm going there. I like Coach Prime. So now he's in the portal. It's being reported Georgia's in the mix. I mean, he might go to Colorado as well. But this is the new day and age, Jake. And I've always said, of course, I think you would agree. Hey, if a coach leaves in 1 year and you've been there for 1 year, yeah, student athletes should absolutely be able to transfer.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, those guys can move around with no repercussions for them. They don't have to sit out a year. Their paychecks aren't on hold and get rolled into the next year. Man, so, hey, I'm in this situation for sure. Go ahead. I think it's totally okay, totally fine. And it's going to be very interesting to see where he ends up. I know he was recruited really, really good, really close there at Georgia. Does he follow him over to Colorado? I don't know. But this is a really, really, really good football player with a really high ceiling. And there's no telling. I mean, dude's an athlete. Played DB, played receiver. I think he could probably mix around and do a little kick return, punt return. Who knows? I mean, dude's an athlete, and let's go see him play.
So I got a crazy story for you. This was in June of this past year. I had to go to a conference out in Las Vegas. It's a college sports conference. It's a big convention out in Vegas. So I get in an Uber. I'm going to be gone for the week. I get in an Uber. I want a couple calls for Icon Source, which everybody knows is the NIL company and sports marketplace that I work for. So I'm on some calls, and like 30 minutes into the car ride, I get off my phone and I look at the Uber driver and I go, man, I'm so sorry. You know, it's probably annoying just listening to me talk on the phone for the last 35 minutes. I appreciate the safe ride. He's like, hey, no worries, man. Sounds like you work in college sports. I go, I do. He was a coach at Collins Hill High School. He's like, man, this is just what I do on the side. My wife's a doctor. Football season's over. Practice isn't going on. I think he said, I just bought a Tesla, so I'm going to pay it off with my Uber driver during the summer. I was like, oh, cool. So what do you think comes up? Travis Hunter. And he is like Travis Hunter. I wish I remember this guy's name. He was Travis Hunter's essentially like personal coach, like right-hand man. Went on the visits with him. Went and sat in Nick Saban's office with him. Went and sat in Kirby's office with him, went and sat with Coach Prime at Jackson State with him. And he told me the number one thing that meant the most to Travis Hunter was just the personal relationship that he was going to have with his coach, right? Travis Hunter knew he had all the talent in the world. He flashes on tape on both sides of the ball. Who is he going to jive with best? Who's going to help develop him best to get to the next level? That's what this guy told me. We had a fascinating conversation. He spoke extremely highly of Travis Hunter. I've never met him, but he's from here in the local area. And if those are the things that matter, well, then I would say he probably goes to Colorado to be the prime, but maybe he doesn't like going out west. Maybe he's not a big fan of cold weather. Like, I don't know. Those things could matter as well. I would not be surprised if he ends up at Georgia. That could be very interesting.
Travis, if you're listening to this, thanks. One, thanks for tuning in to the Punt Pet
Podcast. Yeah, of course.
Podcast. Of course he listens. Two, yes. As far as your relationship with your coach, you may not love Kirby all the time, but I promise you he will love you and want you to be a better football player. And you'll have the opportunity, one, to stay home, stay close to home, and then two, to play for a national championship. So just doing my little spiel. And Kirby's put out some really, really good prospects as far as playing defensive back in the NFL. And he knows this stuff, and he will coach you hard and demand the best out of you.
That's a pretty good sales pitch right there. That's why the Punt and Pass podcast is the ultimate college football podcast. Jake Fromm, I mean, the only guy in the media right now with a microphone who has played for Kirby Smart as a quarterback at Georgia. Four national championships, winning Rose Bowls, Sugar Bowls, and SEC championships. Travis, you just heard the man. You want to be great? You want to win championships? You want to go to the NFL? Get your butt on down to Georgia. Let Kirby Smart coach you up a little bit. So Travis Hunter is in the portal. We will certainly keep tabs on that. As soon as this podcast is published, Jake, I guarantee you he probably makes his decision and like announces where he's going.
Yeah, for sure.
That's just what happens on this podcast. Always happens. Another quick tidbit while we're in second down, Dylan Raiola, who's the number one overall quarterback recruit in the 2024 class, had been committed to Ohio State for a very long time. He has just now decommitted, and the rumors are that Georgia is one of his target schools as well. So Dylan Raiola, a year behind Arch Manning, what I had heard is that a lot of the schools who were in the running for Arch Manning, obviously he's going to Texas, put their sights directly onto Dylan Raiola. He had been committed to Ohio State. He has since decommitted. Georgia, it looks like, is in one of those top three spots. And a little tidbit here, Dylan's dad, Dominic Raiola, longtime starting center for the Detroit Lions, Jake, He also played and snapped to Matthew Stafford for a number of years. So very familiar with Georgia, very familiar with the kind of talent that Georgia can produce. I'm sure Matthew has talked to Dylan and told him exactly what can happen if he were to be in Athens. Dylan's from Chandler High School in Chandler, Arizona, which is right where I lived for 4 years when I was back in the desert. So look, you want to do your recruiting pitch to a quarterback as well? Let it rip, Jake.
Dude, I hope there's a few phone calls going on, maybe to Matthew and his dad. That would be great. But, man, as long as Munkin's there, dude, I think the offense is rolling. You know you're going to get weapons. You know you're going to have a really, really sound offensive line. And it looks like Kirby, as a defensive head coach, is kind of taking his hands off and says, hey, let's go put points on the board. Dude, the Dogs have been putting points up on the board. I'm sure we finished – like top five, especially after our 50-point win we had against LSU. So,
correct.
Dude, we can spin it. We can throw it. Hey, and make sure you get recruiting too. Bring some guys with you.
I think just from an outsider's perspective, the pro-style nature of Georgia's offense lends itself so well to a transition to the NFL for any quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, you could speak directly to that, but some of the other things that you see across the country, you're like, that is not how they play football at the next level. Can't say the same. And Todd Munkin's been an offensive coordinator in the NFL, and it doesn't look like he's going anywhere either. So certainly some stability and some consistency on that offensive side of the ball.
100%. You get to kind of mix and mingle with a little bit of both, a little college scheme with a little NFL scheme, get to be coached by a former NFL coach for a long time. Dude, a chance to play and win national championships, playing big time football games. I think that's awesome. And there's no better place than Athens.
Yeah. There's no better place than Athens. That's a fact. That is a fact.
That's why I'm back and I live there, because we love it.
Dude, if I could say there's maybe one better place than Athens, you know what it could be? And this is a maybe, because Athens is pretty damn special.
Tell me.
Solomon Brothers Jewelers, dude. They got two amazing locations. One is in Alpharetta, just past the Avalon. The other is in Buckhead, 17th floor Tower Place. It is an amazing place. The showrooms are unbelievable. They've got a full stocked bar right there with a couple TVs. So if you're with your significant other, pop into a Solomon Brothers location, get you a cold one, let your better half walk around, and then, of course, head over to the register and mention the Punt and Pass podcast, or mention myself or Jake. You can get 10% off your purchase at Solomon Brothers on Instagram and Twitter, solomonbrothers.com. Lifetime diamond upgrades, beautiful stores with amazing service, the lowest prices, the best quality, and the biggest selection. That, of course, is Solomon Brothers Jewelers. All right, last one, third down, Bo Nix returning for his fifth year of eligibility. I thought it was his 15th year of eligibility, but it's just his fifth. He's back to Oregon. He had a lot of success with the Ducks this year. He'll be back. Kenny Dillingham, his offensive coordinator, will not be back. He has been named the head coach at Arizona State. But you got to think, hey, why not, man? And it's a is this year's pretty thin at the quarterback position. Maybe next year be a little bit less. I don't know. I haven't really looked that far ahead, but Jay, this is a guy you have a personal relationship with. He played very, very good football this year. If he can do what he did this year, next year, buddy, he's going to be a high draft pick.
Yeah. I see. I don't know exactly what the class is looking like next year. I know Caleb Williams will be in it. But I don't know. I feel like this year's quarterback draft class could be a little kind of volatile in a sense. Guys can move up, guys can move down. I don't know. And for Bo, he's going to go to, like, he's a guy who's going to go to the combine and absolutely kill it. Because
fast.
Yeah, he's fast. He's athletic. Guys are going to eat that up. He's going to throw well at the combine. It's just easy routes on air stuff. And then he has the game film from this year to back all that stuff up. So if we're talking about projectability, we're talking about ceilings. I mean, it might be that one chance, one or two teams could fall in love with you and move up or get you maybe in the second, third round. I don't know. I mean, there's no telling. So I thought that maybe could have been a good opportunity this year to go, because you did it. You had a great year, bud.
How many rushing touchdowns do you think he had this year? You might have that in front of you, but
I don't. Yes. The over under is 10. He had 11.
14 rushing touchdowns, 27 passing touchdowns. He had 504 rushing yards, 3,388 passing yards. And they have a really, really good bowl game matchup coming up against North Carolina.
All right. Okay, hear me out on this. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
Call me crazy. But do Bo Nix and Jalen Hurts play that differently?
You're crazy. I would say Bo's a better passer than Jalen Hurts, right?
Okay.
I mean, I would think so. I would think Bo's a better passer. Jalen might be a little bit more elusive. Jalen's definitely a bigger guy.
Yeah.
That's good to think about, though.
The NFL is all about the, especially the whole draft stuff. Just, you know, people comparing people to people. Okay, say Bo gains 10 pounds. I mean, he's not as strong as Jalen, but
yeah,
Jalen's an MVP candidate, probably going to be the MVP this year. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Look, you're making this thing. That's your job. You're making this thing. So Bo Nix, a.k.a. Jalen Hurts. But I'm going to keep looking after that one. Bo Nix back for his fifth season. He'll be commanding and leading those Oregon Ducks heading into the 2023 season. All right. Before we get out of here, I have to mention Florida lost 30-3. To Oregon State in the Las Vegas Bowl this weekend. Jake, I sent you a text. I don't know if you've looked at it yet. Did you see the video that I sent you? It should be on your phone, of this defensive lineman. This clip went viral. It's early in the game. Florida's down 10-0. This guy, I don't even know how to describe it if you haven't seen it. It's not a lack of effort. It's no effort whatsoever. And that permeating through a locker room would spell signs of trouble. Florida kicked a field goal with 40 seconds remaining to continue their consecutive streak of, I believe, well over 400 games while scoring a point. Got to give some credit to my man, Pat McAfee, who was on the call. He went berserk saying how pressure-packed of a kick that was, because if the kid missed it, the streak was over. They were down 30-0, dude. Tough look for Coach Napier in his first year. They got to get on the recruiting trail fast, get some top-tier talent in there. Florida cannot afford to kind of putz around in 2023, because that noise will get loud down there in the swamp.
No, it definitely will get loud, and I know they're just itching and wanting to get their recruiting class, their guys in there, because I'm sure that change of culture isn't very good right now in the locker room, and some guys are just being resilient to it and not wanting to change their ways, the ways they've been coached, and maybe how easy it is. I don't know. I know Napier's bringing some of the Alabama stuff and the nature of the way they practice and the toughness and the physicality and everything. So he and that coaching staff are going to be recruiting hard these next couple weeks, because that's kind of basically what their jobs depend on, is bringing in their guys, because like you said, the effort there from early in the game, a defensive end just walking off the ball, not trying to rush the quarterback whatsoever, dude, at all. That's not good. Not good. They got a lot of guys in the portal, a lot of guys leaving. It's not a good look. So I know they want to get as many guys of their guys in as possible.
They need to. They absolutely need to. And I'm sure they will. Napier is known as being a relentless recruiter as well. So we will keep tabs on that, as we do all things in the world of college football. Appreciate you guys tuning into this quick episode of Punt and Pass. It's holiday week. Christmas is coming up this weekend. Better bowl matchups as well. So we'll get into all that on Thursday's episode. For Jake Fromm, I'm Drew Butler. Don't forget to go to SolomonBrothers.com, at Solomon Brothers on Instagram and Twitter. They, of course, have the biggest selection, the best quality, the lowest prices, and an in-store experience that is totally unmatched. Family-owned and operated since 1982. That's over 35 years, with the largest diamond and jewelry inventory in the Southeast. Just mention Punt and Pass or myself or Jake when you're at Solomon Brothers. You get 10% off your jewelry purchase. We appreciate Solomon Brothers. All right, Jake. We will talk to everybody on Thursday. Follow us on social media. He's at From Jake. I'm at Drew Butler, at Punt and Pass. And we will talk to you on Thursday. See ya.